Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today I choose to hear your voice and live. Today I choose to follow you.
This program is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries, Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. I'm your host today, Reverend Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. We're so thankful for your support as listeners, and we particularly want to thank you for the support yesterday as we met with John Council and heard about his experiences as a pastor and a broadcaster. Thank you so much to all of you who came out to that event. We also want to thank you for your support financially and for the opportunity you give us to support you in your Christian walk through the website, through this broadcast, and through the other materials that you can have download from our website to encourage you in your Christian walk. Today I want to open up to you a passage of Scripture that I hope is a familiar one from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. It's the passage where he speaks about asking, seeking, and knocking. And this is what Jesus taught to the disciples and to the crowd when they were gathered on the mountain there. He said, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? And so in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." This passage from the Sermon on the Mount is one of God's great promises to us as he opens up to us the secrets of the kingdom of God. And we're going to look into what Jesus means when he tells us to ask and to seek and to knock, and how we can use this this promise and this invitation from God in our Christian walk. Have you asked? Have you sought? Have you knocked on the door? What have you found? Let's explore our experience of Scripture and the meaning of Jesus' teaching here today as we look through it together. Before we start, I would like to introduce a song that has the great theme of prayer, of asking God and coming to God for comfort and encouragement. This song, this version is sung by Glenn Campbell from his Inspirational Collection, and the song is called "Sweet Hour of Prayer." I hope you'll listen to it with me.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne. Make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter snare by thy hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, may I thy consolation share in him.
I had the opportunity to preach on this text a few weeks ago at Redeemer Alliance Church in Orleans. And as I spoke about asking and seeking and knocking, the worship team began with some music, a worship song that's popular today called Lay Me Down, I Lay Me Down, and another song, Better Is One Day in Your Courts Than a Thousand Elsewhere. And these two songs together expressed so much of what is already in the text today. For both of them spoke about seeking the kingdom of God and laying down our lives for the sake of God. In fact, better is one day in your courts. Ask the simple scriptural question, makes the simple scriptural plea. One thing I ask, and that is to dwell with you, Lord. One thing I ask is to be in your presence. And so as we come to this text of scripture, I think we'll find that that's exactly what Jesus is encouraging us to do. I mean, what do you ask for when you come to God? Sometimes people seem to treat God as a genie in a bottle, to make your three wishes of anything at all that you could possibly desire. There's so many stories and jokes about genies in the bottle and the dangers of wishing for the wrong things. It's a bit of a cliche in our society. And yet, for some reason, some people take this scripture to mean that they can ask God for all kinds of worldly things. But let's face it, all of us have desires, worldly desires. In fact, if you see the advertisements for the lotteries when they advertise millions in winnings, don't you sometimes think about what you would do if you had that kind of money? What is on your wish list if you could have anything you want? When I pose this question to myself, I'm afraid I don't always give the best answers. Of course, if I know I'm going to be answering for scripture, then I'll come up with something great. But very often, don't your thoughts, just as mine, revolve around comforts of life and things that would make our days a little bit easier, entertainment for ourselves or distraction from troubles? Don't we all tend to ask for very small, petty things? I don't mean small amounts. We'd happily ask for large amounts of money, large amounts of pleasure, and yet these are the smallest things in God's eyes. These are the least important in God's eyes. For what does God ask when he prays? For Jesus is the right hand of the Father interceding at all times. And Jesus, when we see him walking on the earth, asks his Father for things. And we see the kinds of things that Jesus asks for. And it may help us understand what he's encouraging us to ask for. What is it that God seeks? When God goes into the world and seeks to find something, what is it he's seeking? Jesus himself tells us that his mission was to seek something. Do you recall what that was? What was it that Jesus knew he could seek and that he would find because of God's promise? And when Jesus knocks on a door, why is he knocking? What's he hoping to find behind that door? What is he looking for? I think if we take a look at the answer to these questions, we'll know a lot more about this promise of God. You know, when I was young, seek and ye shall find was a scripture and a promise that I clung to in a very small and childish way. If I lost a toy and I was getting discouraged when I was looking for it, I'd remember, seek and you will find. So I'd keep on looking, and lo and behold, very often I found it. Seeking naturally results in finding if the thing that you're looking for exists. What is it that God wants us to seek? Is he telling me that I ought to pray to him about lost toys? That I ought to take this as a promise that if I drop something and don't know where I put it, that I'll always find it? Well, I'm not sure that's true. If we take a look at this scripture in light of the whole Sermon on the Mount, we get some indication of what Jesus was talking about. For instance, the word seek appears in the Sermon on the Mount about a chapter earlier, where Jesus says to his disciples and to the crowds, "You folks worry about all kinds of things. You worry about what you're going to eat, where you're going to sleep, what you're going to wear. But I tell you, your Father in heaven knows that you need these things." The pagans seek these things. They run after them. But you know that you have a loving Father, so why do you worry yourself about such things? In fact, he says, don't worry about these things at all. Instead, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Is that the key to this scripture, that we should seek the kingdom of God and we will find it? Is it not true that Jesus has already told us what we should be seeking? And so when he comes to this promise, he doesn't bother to narrow it down with conditions and so on, because he's already explained to us what he means, that when we seek, we should seek the things of God, and we will, in fact, find the things of God. When we ask, what ought we to ask for? Well, when Jesus went to the Father, we see him asking many things. But what kinds of things? He asks for the things that lead to the glory of God. He asks for the things that lead to the salvation of others. He says about himself that he came to seek and save the lost. Is it possible that when he gives us this scripture, when he gives us this teaching and tells us to seek and promises that we will find, that he might also be telling us to seek the lost as he did? That we might seek those who are lonely, those who are in difficulty, those who are lost and despairing? That we might actually spend our days not seeking things for ourselves, but seeking light and life and joy for others? That we might seek them, that they might be brought back to the Lord? When Jesus asks, it's wonderful to see the things he asks for. He asks his Father to heal the sick and to forgive the sins of those who have disobeyed God. Jesus asks for many things for his disciples, and when the crowd is hungry, he feeds them. Jesus is able to ask the Father for so many things, but when it comes to his own desires, he takes a very different tone. The most vulnerable moment we have in Jesus' life is when he's facing the cross, when he's about to be arrested and he knows that he will be crucified the next day. And so he says to the Father, "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me." And then he stops himself and he says, "Yet not my will, but yours be done." There's Jesus obeying his own instructions. He asks knowing that it will be given to him. But when it comes down to it, what he asks for is that the Father's will would be done, not his own. Our lives could be an awful lot happier if we would focus on asking for the will of God to be done in our world and in our lives. Too often, I'm afraid, I fall into the trap of asking for two things: that the will of God be done, and that my will be done. You know, I don't think there's enough room in one life for both of those things to be fulfilled. Is your life hectic, pursuing all kinds of different things? Are you like Martha in that story of Mary and Martha when Jesus comes visiting? And Mary sits at the feet of Jesus and listens to his word, but Mary is distracted by many things, trying to get dinner ready, trying to make a good impression, trying to impress everybody. She certainly is glad to have Jesus around, but she wants to make sure that she shows herself in the best light when he's there. And Jesus says to her, "Martha, you're distracted about many things, but Mary has chosen the one right thing, and it will not be taken away from her." Do you feel like you're Martha, scurrying around, trying to get everything done? Or do you feel more like Mary, waiting and listening and doing the one thing that God has called you to do? If we want happiness, we ought to ask for the things of God. We ought to even ask that God would help us to set aside our own will in order to devote ourselves fully to his. We've had a chance to begin to look at this scripture and understand how God has asked us to seek the things of his kingdom. And before we go further, I would like to have you listen with me to a song that's been sung by a women's barbershop chorus, the North Metro Chorus. And this is from their album, Seize the Day. And the song is, I Asked the Lord. Well, I'd like to get back to this question of asking and seeking and knocking. It's funny that that Jesus would use these particular instructions or this particular question when he says, which of you, if his son asks for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asked for a fish, would give him a snake? You know, when our kids were small, they had a taste for all different kinds of pets. It started with one daughter wanting a leopard gecko, another one wanting a hamster, and then one of our sons wanted a boa constrictor, and another one wanted a scorpion. We had quite a menagerie around the house, and as a loving father, I actually did give my son a snake, and I did give my other son a scorpion. But God is using this example to tell us about how we know what our children want and need, and we are willing to give them good things. And so Jesus says, if we, who are so as foolish as we are still able to know how to give good things to our children, don't you think that God is able to give good gifts to those who ask Him? In the Gospel of Luke, when Luke records another time when Jesus taught on the same thing, he says, "And don't you think your Father in heaven will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" To Jesus, the Holy Spirit was the good thing that God would give to those who ask. The Holy Spirit is God's counselor to us, God's companion to us, God's teacher for us, God's helper for us. God wants to give us the best that is available. And so often we ask for petty things, but God wants to give us His own presence, His own counsel, His own love. And so when we look at this promise and think about what God has offered to us, it's something better than that list that we might have asked the genie if we let the genie out of the bottle. No, it's a better thing because God has more wisdom. And when we understand these scriptures in the light of God's own word, we see that they are great and precious promises, not promises that disappoint. Have you been asking for all the wrong things? Have you been looking in all the wrong places? Have you been knocking on all the wrong doors? Jesus is calling us to look for something new, to ask for something different, to ask for the salvation that God gives, to seek the will of the Lord and to do the will of the Lord. And Jesus has done something in addition to just asking us to knock on the right doors. He Himself, it says in Scripture, has come and knocked on our doors. Jesus is knocking, and He says, "Whoever opens the door to Me, well, I will go into them and eat with them." And the promise there is that anyone, a Christian who's drifted away, or even a Christian who's in a good place and just wants closer fellowship with God, there is Jesus knocking at the door, but also at the door of the lost, also at the door of the lonely, also at the door of those who have lost hope. Jesus is knocking, and He says, "If you will open the door to Me, then I will come in and be with you." Once you've opened that door and invited Jesus into your life and asked Him to cleanse you of all wrong and set you in the right place with God, then life changes a lot. Perhaps then we'll know where we need to knock. Perhaps then God will be sending us on a mission to knock on the doors of others, to open up our lives, to give our time and our listening ear to those who need to hear and experience the love of God. Well, I want to thank you so much for listening to this little bit from the Word of God. And I do hope that you'll continue to listen as the next broadcasts come on over the coming weeks. I do want to thank you for your encouragement and support. And especially we want to appeal to you for the financial support that keeps our ministry running. Your four radio hosts, Brent, George, Juliet, and myself, are volunteers. And so are the people who manage our website, organize our events, and operate our board. So your support helps us to meet that one cost, that cost of broadcasting, which allows us to give this message out to thousands of listeners each week in the Ottawa River Valley. So if you can make a check payable to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Post Office Box 184 Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0, we'll be happy to send you a receipt at income tax time. You can also donate directly from the website. I do also want to encourage you, more than anything, to tell others about this program so that they can hear the good news in the morning, week by week. Please be sure to worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. And now to conclude our program, I'd invite you to have a listen to this song from Acquire the Fire's album, Live the Difference. This song simply says, "Lord, I seek You." I do pray that the Lord will hold your heart and you would know Jesus personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart, and may the Heavenly Father surround you with His constant and abiding and accompanying love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.